Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, also known as APHIS, confirmed the detection of a New World screwworm, NWS, in a bovine in Zavala County, Texas. The New World screwworm is a serious pest that affects livestock, pets, wildlife, and less commonly people and birds. New World screwworm larvae burrow into the flesh of living animals, causing serious damage to livestock and economic losses. The affected animal is a three-week-old calf, and larvae were identified in its umbilical area. Any evidence of screwworm infestation in an animal would be identified during inspections, and any contaminated product from an affected animal would not be allowed to enter the food supply. The U.S. food supply is safe. Screwworms do not infest meats, fruits, vegetables, or other food sources. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service ensures the nation's commercial supply of meat, poultry, and egg products are safe and properly labeled. Under the Federal Meat Inspection Act, the Food Safety Inspection Service personnel must inspect all eligible animal species unless they are exempt or covered by a state inspection program. USDA and Texas officials are taking immediate action to contain and eradicate New World screwworm from the United States following the strategies and actions outlined in the New World screwworm response playbook. Wade Daly of Montpelier is attending the Young Cattlemen's Conference, also known as YCC, as the representative selected by the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. Today, Daly is meeting with our congressional delegation in Washington, D.C. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is in the midst of bringing its 2026 Spring Roundup Series, The Story Continues, to Hannaford, Woodworth, Napoleon, Carson, Belfield, and Berthold this week and next. The Spring Roundup serve as the organization's district meetings, include socials, suppers, informational speakers, and NDSA nominating committee meetings, and local brand inspector meetings. Each Spring Roundup begins at 5 p.m. with a social, followed by a local brand inspectors meeting at 5:30 p.m. and a supper at 6 p.m., with the informational program and nominating committee meeting after that. All times are local. We have already visited District 2 in Woodworth and District 3 in Napoleon. Thank you to those who have attended. The details of each remaining spring roundup are as following. The District 1 Spring Roundup will be tonight, June 4th, at the Hannaford Mercantile Company in Hannaford. The District 4 Spring Roundup will be June 9th at the Grant County Fair Building in Carson. The District 5 Spring Roundup will be June 10th at the American Legion Post in Belfield. And the District 6 Spring Roundup will be June 8th at the Berthold Sportsman's Club in Berthold. A full program for each Spring Roundup left can be found on our website, www.ndstockman.org. The Spring Roundups are free and open to all. Again, all times are local. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is accepting entries for the 2026 North Dakota Junior Beef Expo, a multi-breed junior field day. It will be held June 27th and 28th at the McKenzie County Ag Expo building in Watford City. The North Dakota Junior Beef Expo will feature breeding heifer and market shows, showmanship contests, and networking opportunities. Youth will learn to compete and develop friendships with others who are interested in the beef industry. A link to entry forms, rules, and other information can be found at www.ndstockman.org. Entries are due June 5th through the Showman app. Exhibitors will receive a t-shirt. Late entries will be accepted for an additional $10 per head, but t-shirts cannot be guaranteed. The 24th Annual North Dakota Stockmen's Association's Feedlot Tour will be held June 16th and feature two stops near Drake, North Dakota. The feedlots, operated by Rodney Schatz and Andrew Bromley, both include backgrounding operations and practical facility designs that support cattle management, environmental stewardship, and efficiency. The tour will depart from Enter Base of Drake along U.S. Highway 52 at 10:30 a.m. Central Time and return there at approximately 3 p.m. Central Time. And a shout out to all those attending North Dakota State FFA Convention this week. A special congratulations to the Beef Proficiency winners. For 96 years, almost 97 years, this weekend, June 6th, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkel signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.